You are now tuned in to the Mom CEO Suite podcast. I'm your host, Felicia, wife, mom, and entrepreneur. In this podcast, I'll be sharing my mompreneur journey along with strategies that will help you build your online business operations in a sustainable way. The goal is to help you build a business that fits into your lifestyle as a mom who values putting family first. We will also hear the experiences and expertise of other moms with service-based businesses. You'll get a peek into our journeys so you'll know that you aren't alone. Motherhood gets hard. Entrepreneurship gets hard. But together, we can do hard things. Welcome to the Suite. All right. Hey, friend. Welcome to another episode. Today, we're talking about 15 tasks to delegate as a busy mompreneur. Okay. So I'm going to give you guys 15 things, but I'm going to break them out in between home and business. But before I do that, what is delegation? For those who may not know, sometimes you might hear the term outsourcing, but it's basically assigning a task or handing off a task to someone else, or it could be a tool that is handling the task now, but you are handing off the task to someone or something else, okay? Delegation allows you to focus on the things that you love. It allows you to focus on the things that you actually have to do, and the things that are in your zone of genius, okay? Now, every circumstance is different, and so this list is meant to give you ideas. So pick what you may be able to implement. And just in full transparency, I have not delegated a ton of things in my life and business. Some things, yes, but you know, I have not delegated everything that I necessarily want to yet. But systems, processes, and automation, they have been the main things that I have implemented, which have made things super simple for me. So let's get into this list. First, I'm going to go through the home list. All right. So what are some things that you can delegate as a busy mompreneur? So number one is grocery shopping. And I put this as number one because I hate grocery shopping and I hate cooking. So number one, grocery shopping. Send somebody else to do it. Send somebody that you know. So for me, that is my husband right now. He does the grocery shopping now. I used to do it up until I had baby number two, and now he just goes to the store. Or I will use Instacart, okay? Instacart is amazing. You can order your groceries off of there. And I know that sometimes I see on social media how sometimes people just don't get the right things. I've shared on social media how I asked for a bunch of bananas and I've gotten one banana. But what I have found is that if you give very specific instructions in the note section for the item, then they tend to do better with things like the produce, which is what I was avoiding doing Instacart because of the produce issue. But since I've been putting more specific notes on each item, I'll say, like, please check to make sure that there's no mold. Please check to make sure that, you know, the fruit isn't smashed or whatever. I've been getting better selections. And so if you haven't used Instacart yet, I will leave the code in the comments. You'll be able to get $10 off your first order. So delegate out your grocery shopping. And number two is meal prep. Okay, again, you can hire someone to do this, or if you have family who can cook for you. I had a conversation with my husband and just kind of let him know that he needed to start cooking more because, number one, I don't like cooking. But just number two, we just have to share the responsibility. And so I kind of delegated a portion of our meal prep to him. And then you can do something like a meal train. If you have a support system, you know, ask people to rotate on a schedule to send you food or come and cook for you, if that's an option for you. All right. Number three is cleaning. Okay. There's so many things that you can outsource here and so many different ways that you can do it. I actually don't mind cleaning. I like cleaning. I like vacuuming. I think it helps me to think what I would outsource for myself and my household would be like the bathroom. I know people have cleaners come to their house once a week or every other week. So you can delegate that task out to someone else. Number four is laundry. I have not outsourced my laundry because, again, I actually like doing laundry. And then I did see on social media where someone said that they had been outsourcing their laundry, but they actually stopped because, I guess, because of the quality, right? It depends on your preference and how you clean. You know, their clothes just did not smell as good as when they would wash them themselves. So they went back to doing their own laundry. Personally, I wouldn't outsource my laundry, but I would outsource like the washing of the sheets because I don't really like washing the sheets and making up the beds again. But that's number four. Number five, you can delegate out your childcare. So you can hire a nanny, someone to come into your home to watch your kids. And these things, they don't have to be full time or on a grand scale. They can be very small. You can have someone come in, you know, a couple of hours a day, or you could just have someone come in one day for a couple of hours, whatever your preference and your lifestyle allows. If nanny is not an option, daycare is an option, or you can do something like get involved with mommy groups and you guys can do shared play dates where you might gather and one of you will watch the kids for a couple of hours while someone does work and then you swap out. So those are some ways you can delegate out the childcare. So those are all of the items from the home list. So continuing on, number six, there are so many things that you can delegate in your business. And so as you're thinking through what you can delegate in your business, think about the big corporations, right? They have lots of different departments. So the owner, the CEO, they're not doing the marketing. They have a whole separate department for that. They have a whole separate sales team, right? There's so many things you can outsource. And so think of your business in that way. So you can outsource, which I think people wait to outsource this portion, but it could be beneficial to consider to do this earlier. You can outsource fulfillment. So basically duplicate yourself in a way. So for me, if it's systems, if I'm doing a CRM build, I can delegate that out to a tech VA or another system strategist, right? So delegate out your fulfillment, whatever that might look like for you and your business, or someone just to support or help you in the fulfillment. Number seven is social media posting and engagement. So you can hire somebody to post your social media for you and actually engage with your followers, if that's something that makes sense for you. Next, I'm going to stop saying the numbers because I don't have my list numbered and I don't know what number I'm on. So next, you can outsource your graphics. So having a graphic designer that can create different graphics for you. If you are posting on Instagram, you know, creating your different images, or if you have a podcast, creating your podcast promo materials, things for Pinterest, okay? So you can have someone doing that for you. Next, you can delegate your content creation. I know people who do done-for-you content. You can delegate that out to someone else. Next is your podcast editing, publishing, and promotion. And so basically, if you delegated this out, all you would be doing is recording your episodes and you would hand it off to someone else. They would edit it for you and get it uploaded into your publisher, whatever that might be, Buzzsprout or Captivate, whatever you're using, and then create the promo materials and schedule those as well. So for me, this is definitely something that I'll be looking to delegate out. Next is your client concierge. So this really just looks like the person that takes care of your clients. Some people call it a client success manager. Again, this all depends on the type of business that you have and how you have things structured. But if you are, let's just say you have a group program and you want someone to kind of take care of your clients as a group, just make sure that they have everything that they need. And you can just be responsible for leading the community and teaching the content. All right. Next, you can delegate things out to a VA. And there's so many things that a VA can do. You can have a tech VA. They can do blogging. They can make updates to your website. They could do your content creation. There's so many things that a VA could do. And there's different specialties. So again, you would see what makes sense for your business, where your needs are, and then delegate those tasks out accordingly. The next thing that you could delegate out is your sales. And I know sometimes for solopreneurs, especially if you are the face of your business, the selling piece of it, we kind of hold on to. But again, like I said earlier, if you think about a corporation, they have a whole sales team and sales departments. And so you can delegate out your sales calls. You can delegate out your DM outreach. If you are a solopreneur and you're not really looking to step into the agency model or have a large team, then this might not be something for you. So again, like I said, these are just things to consider. The next thing that you could delegate out is research and development. So R&D, when you hear the big corporations talk about R&D, it's research and development. So you can have someone research your industry. You can have them just kind of keeping a pulse on what's happening, providing you with stats, providing you with, maybe they're going into Facebook groups and seeing what the people are saying about your specific topic. This could be the person that is doing that for you, or they could be just surveying your industry, your ideal client, or your dream client. So again, something you can delegate out so you can just be responsible for fulfillment. And then finally is data analysis. So someone who is looking at your surveys, or what actually made me think about this was the fact that I need to look at my email analytics. And I was wondering, like, man, I wish there was somebody, and I'm sure it exists, I wish I just had somebody that could look at my email stats, my analytics, and just kind of give me a report on what's performing well, what's not performing well, you know, the average open rate, all those things. I have an understanding of what all of those things mean. They can just tell me what's working and what's not working and provide me with a report. So that is something that you could delegate and outsource as well. And again, someone who might be reviewing your surveys that you hand out to your clients and compiling some type of report about what's working in your services or your programs. So that was the final thing. And so like I mentioned, things can be delegated to people or they can be delegated out to specific tools, especially with this emergent of AI, artificial intelligence. But if you are delegating out to people, you want to definitely consider processes and SOPs, okay? Processes and SOPs basically are just a step-by-step process for how things are done, and it's documented so that the person that you're delegating these tasks to has a blueprint for how it should be done based on your standard, okay? And so if SOPs is something that you need to develop for your business, then I want to invite you to take advantage of the Simple SOP Toolkit. Now, if you're listening to this episode in real time, the toolkit is available for free through the Moms Make Money bundle, and it's available from March 12th through March 17th. That link will be in the show description. If you are listening to this after the 17th, then you can still purchase the Simple SOP Toolkit. In the toolkit, there is a masterclass, the SOPs Made Simple Masterclass. The objective of it is for you to understand the anatomy and life cycle of an SOP so that you can write, track, and manage them effectively. And then also for you to learn time-saving strategies to write SOPs. And then I'll also give you some ChatGPT prompts that you can use to kind of speed up the process for writing your SOPs, all right? So if that's something that you're interested, again, if it's within the time window, if this is before March the 17th, you can access the Simple SOP Toolkit. through the Moms Make Money bundle. If it's after the 17th, it'll be available for purchase on the website. All of those links will be in the show description. You know, what are you delegating that I did not include in my list? Shoot me a message on Instagram. Let me know. And I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to the Mom CEO Suite podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, can you do us a favor? Leave a review on iTunes and share with other moms in business like you. Help us spread our message and empower others who are at this intersection of motherhood and entrepreneurship.